So I will ask Sheikh Sahib Mahmood to recite verse 40 of Surah An-Naba. Inshallah, the last verse of that surah. Inna anzarnakum
alam. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna anzarnakum 'adhaban qariba. يَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ الْمَرْءُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ نبيه الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين بقلب سليم. It says that verily we have warned you of a near torment, the day when man will see that the deeds which his hands have sent forth, and the disbeliever will say, woe to me, would that I were dust. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we have warned you of a near torment, means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mushriki Quraysh, the people of Quraysh who were unbeliever, worship idol worshippers, and the kuffar, the unbelievers, they were not believing that there is a judgment day, that Allah will resurrect them from graves. So they were denying on Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that there is such a day that is coming. So Allah answered them in Surah An-Naba, Inna anzarnakum 'adhaban qariba. We have warned you from a near day, a near time that is coming in front of you. And Allah said, near. He didn't say from a far torment. He said a near torment. And when Allah say near, means few years. It's not going to be millions of years as people are planning and thinking and saying that there are millions of years to come, or millions of years has passed on earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it is a near torment, a very near day. As he said, اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر. The day of judgment is so near and the moon split in Surah Al-Qamar. So, here is very soon Allah saying the judgment day is coming. And he say, "Inna anzarnakum 'adhaban qariba." We have warned you from a very heavy punishment, which is coming near you. And it is the punishment of Akhirah, when some people are not believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disobeying, Allah is sending on them that kind of punishment. And when he said, "'Adhaban qariba," Azab here is the punishment of Akhirah, means it is the most difficult punishment that you can imagine. And that at that time, what was the biggest punishment? Is when someone is burned. When someone is burned, that is the biggest punishment, isn't it? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all the Holy Quran, He was not speaking about hellfire, hellfire, hellfire. What hellfire does? Burn people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that burning people is the biggest and heaviest punishment that you ever going to imagine in your life. And subhanallah, today they are cremating people. Allah is saying, in all religions, from beginning time of Sayyidina Adam to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all prophets came with all their religions, which Islam wrapped all the religions together, they were, all prophets were saying that be careful of hellfire. Isn't it? And today we are seeing people are cremating, burning them in dunya. And when they burn them, what they become? Ashes. That is in dunya. In akhirah, they become ashes and Allah rejuvenate them back, bring them back, then burn them, then bring them back, then burn them. And that's never ending for ages. Ahqaba. Labisina fiha ahqaba. They are going to stay in it for ages and ages. They think that it is going to be a very far day. And Allah is saying, no, it is a very near day. They say, oh, dunya is still living millions of years. And Muslims even, sorry to say this, today Muslims, they think that dunya is going to live forever. Not forever, but for a long time ahead. And Allah is saying, azaban qariba, very, very near. Very near torment, it's coming. لَمْ يَلْبَسُوا فِيهَا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ ضُحَاهَا. As if it is a night and a day. So near that Allah described it in another verse. لَمْ يَلْبَسُوا فِيهَا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ ضُحَاهَا. They never stay in it more than one night and a day. And immediately it comes. So near, as day is near to the night, and the night is near to the day, يُلِجُ النَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَيُلِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ. He brings night from day and bring day from night. He will turn them around. That's how is near the judgment day, this punishment that is coming in front of us. May Allah forgive us and save us from that. If they think it's far, Allah say it's near. So whom we are going to believe? We are going to believe mushrikeen that say it is far, or we have to believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He says it's very near. يَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ الْمَرْءُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَهُ. At that day, you are going to look. يَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ, when the man or the human being is going to see what he has done of good or bad. يَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ الْمَرْءُ أَيُّشَاهِدْ مَا قَدَّمَهُ مِنْ خَيْرٍ أَوْ مِنْ شَرٍ. He's going to see either he made good or he made bad, because Allah has put everything in a notebook, as we described before, we explained before. Kafir and mu'min, it's a general address for mu'min and kafir. يَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ الْمَرْءُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَهُ. In the day when men will see that the deeds which his hand have sent forth. That is the day for everyone, mu'min and kafir. Mu'min, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write us from mu'mins. Mu'mins, we are will be happy from their amal or whatever has forgiven, Allah forgive them with His mercy and shafa'atul Nabi. Kafir are going to see their bad amal there. It's written for them. And they are going to be worried from the punishment. What the kafir will say? وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. The kafir will say, the disbeliever will say, woe to me, would that I were dust. I wish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't create me. I wish Allah didn't bring me to dunya. And He didn't ask me to do anything. He will be wishing that he would never existed from that fear of that day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that day He will bring all even living creatures, animals, and He will judge between the animals even. And after He judged between them, He made them turab. What's turab? Dust, dirt, or dust. He make them dust or dirt. At that time, when the kafir is going to see that, he say, I wished I will be dust, or I will be dirt. When he see that the animals, Allah, even the animals has judged them. If a wolf ate a chicken, Allah is going to take the punishment on the wolf because he ate the chicken without permission. If a eagle ate a bird, Allah is going to take the punishment and give the punishment to the eagle because he ate the bird, or he wounded the bird. Means every creature is going to be judged. But when Allah judge, He doesn't give punishment to animals. He make them as if they are not existed. So when it comes to human being, everyone is afraid, shaking. If Allah judge the animals with that, how is He going to judge us? He is going to throw unbelievers in hellfire, and we also, as mu'min and Muslim, we hope that Allah save us. Yeah, because Allah said, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. Whoever make an atom of good, he will see good. Whoever make an atom of bad, he will see bad. So what you expect from your amal? Check yourself. How many years you have spent in darkness? What you have done in your life? What we have done in our lives? Oh Allah, forgive us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give everyone his right in the judgment day. Even Iblis, who is kafir, who disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and disobeyed Allah, is going to see Adam and his children and what Allah gave them. He is going to be afraid. He is going to remember that he said, خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارِ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينِ. I am better than him. You have created me from fire and you created him from dirt. I am better than him. Iblis said that. لَأَغْوَيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. I am going to deceive them all of your subjects or your servants. When he is going to see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take right, to give rights to every animals and to every person, he is going to say, oh Allah, he would have wished that Allah didn't create him and make him turab. It is said that the mu'mins of jinns are many of them mu'mins. Those of them that they are mu'min, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge them between them, as He judged between the people of the human being and send the human being to paradise. Also jinn, they have their own places and their own paradises and their own what Allah wants them to do, to be, in what Allah wants them to be. And for unbelievers, from kuffar, from human being and from jinn, if there are kuffar, from shayateen, maradatul jinn, and Iblis, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to send them for eternal punishment. It is said, in many scholars they said, that when the mu'min make a sajda, that where he make his sajda on his front head, where his forehead comes, when you make sajda, where your forehead comes? On dirt on floor, on ground. Now you have carpets. But when it is said in the holy verse of Quran, Ya laytani kuntu turaba, I wish to be dust. When you make a sajda, means you are making your sajda, if you spray outside in the field, where you make sajda? On the dust, on that rammel. It is said that the dust of the sajda of the mu'min, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will extinguish the fire of hellfire with it. With that dust, Allah save, because that dust where he made his sajda, and that's why it is recommended that every time you pray, pray in different places. You prayed here, for example, the sunnah, you pray here the fard, or then you go back and you pray here the other sunnah. Change your places, because that sajda, that dust, is going to be present in the judgment day. If your amal takes you to punishment, that dust is enough to extinguish the fire for the mu'min, because he made that sajda for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the dust that where he is standing, when you stand and you pray, you are standing also on dust. The dust that they are under your feet is also very precious. That save also Bani Adam, those believers, those who pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from punishment in judgment day. Wherever your body touch, on the floor, on the ground, or dust, on the knees, in the hands, on the forehead, on the feet, that turab become like a turab that will be able to witness that you have prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So scholars, they say that the kafir would be wishing at that time, he would have, if he was able to give all his wealth in dunya for a piece of that dust of a mu'min, he would have done it, of his prayers, of the prayer of the mu'min. Yani if all the kuffar will come together with their wealth, they would have given it for a handful of dust from a mu'min in dunya when he prayed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, Allah. روى أبي بن كعب رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قرأ عما يتساءلون سقاه الله برد الشراب يوم القيامة. He said that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever read سورة النبع عما يتساءلون, Allah سبحانه وتعالى will give him in the judgment day the coolest of drinks. In that day where the sun is overhead and boiling, means that fear of Allah is burning the skull of a human being, Allah will quench your thirst by the coolest drink possible that you can imagine if someone read Surah An-Naba in his life and recite Amma Yatasa'alun Ani An-Naba' Al-Azim, Surah An-Naba. وعن أبي الدرداء رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, أبي الدرداء said that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, تعلموا سورة عما يتساءلون عن النبأ العظيم. Learn سورة النبأ, means عما يتساءلون, and learn سورة قاف والقرآن المجيد, and learn سورة النجم والنجم إذا هوى, and learn والسماء ذات البروج, and learn والسماء والطارق. فإنكم لو تعلمون ما فيهن, if you know what in these different surahs, and you would have left all this dunya work and stopped everything in your life and you went and to memorize them and to read them. لَعَطَّلْتُمْ مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ. لَعَطَّلْتُمْ means you have stopped everything in your life and you would have وَتَعَلَّمْتُمُوهُنَّ and you have learned them. وَتَقَرَّبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِهِنَّ and approach Allah's divine presence with these surahs. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ بِهُنَّ كُلَّ ذَنْبِ. Allah will forgive every sin with these surahs. Except إِلَّا الشِّرْك. Except shirk. Associate someone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To say Allah has someone with him. Has a child, has a someone, whatever. سيدنا أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه قال He said, يا رسول الله لقد أسرع إليك الشيب. He said, يا رسول الله, I'm seeing white hair coming to you. So your hair becoming white quickly. قال شيبتني أهود والواقعة والمرسلات وعما يتساءلون وإذا الشمس كورت. He said, these five surahs, هود, الواقعة, المرسلات, النبأ, and الشمس, إذا الشمس كورت, made my hair white. Means of what there is in them. And that's it authenticized the other hadith before that if you know what is in them, you would have stopped everything in your life and memorized them and studied them. And we are still ignorant and still running after dunya, and even the prophet of this, of the seals of prophet, his hair became white when he been revealed to him these five surahs. If Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was afraid, what about us? Ana sayyidu walad Adam, I am the master of the children of Adam, he said. Adam wa man duni tahta liwa'i yawm al-qiyamah. Adam and what is under Adam is under my flag in the judgment day. كنت نبيا وآدم بين الماء والطين. I was a prophet and Adam between clay and water. All these prophets صلى الله عليه وسلم said about himself, and he is afraid, and white hair came to him because he what he's been revealed to him from these five surahs. If the prophet is like that, what about us? Oh mu'mins, it's not only dunya, but remember akhirah that is coming. Running all the day for dunya, running all the day for work, running all the day for businesses. We are not saying no, but remember that there is akhirah. So put one leg here, one leg here, 1 foot here, 1 foot here. Not everything for your dunya and leave the akhirah and come for one prayer, two prayer, three prayer, pray and run. No, you have to know that dunya and akhirah, whatever you do for your dunya has to be building your akhirah also. Allahumma tsalli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. And it is said that whoever learned these surahs, if you cannot memorize them, at least read them and understand what they mean. من تعلم هذه السور ينبغي له أن يتعلم معانيها. He has to know the meanings of these surahs, not to go through them. Like here, when we read in the translation in the English, and we say, "Oh, to me, would that I were a dust." يقول الكافر أيتني كنت ترابا. The disbeliever will say, "Woe to me, would that I were dust." You pass like through it as if a storyteller. That is not enough. That's okay, that's good to read it, but it's not enough. You have to learn what is the meaning. Now, if you open the Quran's explanations of today, you don't see anymore these explanations what we are discussing today from Ruh al-Bayan or Ruh al-Ma'ani or Ad-Durr al-Mansur or all these different tafsirs. These are the old ones, 500 years ago, 600 years ago, 1000 years ago. The new tafsirs today, or commentaries in Arabic, it's all about revolutionary revolutions and social life and banking system and all this nonsense that doesn't benefit us. They don't go through this deep kind of explanation of Holy Quran. And that's why people today, they open the Quran, they read, they see for themselves it's giving them a meaning, but it is not covering the whole meaning. It doesn't give them something that they have to look for their other life. They are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by reading the Quran, but they are not going deeply to understand its ma'ani. If Prophet's hair become white from these five surahs, all our hairs become white, and our mind has to go out of our skulls of the danger and the fear that we might see. When you are thinking about what is Allah is warning us, and the human being and the insan human being become white, then you have to be worried. It is said that, and this is, you we have, it is like a nice explanation. What you say it in English, there is a word for it, metaphor. He say that whoever learn these surahs, he has to learn its meaning. And when he knows its meaning, and the white in his hair, the black hair become white, then he must be all the time in a station of worry and afraid. When someone in that station, always afraid and worrying, then he will never had, like for example, if someone is in love, huh? He doesn't eat, is not? If someone is in love and his parent doesn't want him to marry this girl or this boy, what happened? Huh? They become slim, is not? Because they have no appetite. Those whose hair become white from fearing punishment, do they have time to eat? Then it is said, metaphoric, if a reciter of Quran, the imam is not slim, he is fat, don't pray behind him. Because he is eating too much, he doesn't fearing Allah, he is not fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he is always fearing his stomach. He wants to fill up his tummy, his stomach, in order to become fat. How then he means he has no mind of fearing the akhirah and always under stress, even no appetite to eat, means that person doesn't care for anything, he's keeping and eating and forgetting about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Giving a joke at the end of the tafsir of the surah. That's why he said, he brought Imam Shafi'i what he said. Qala al-Shafi'i rahimahullah. Imam al-Shafi'i said, Ma aflaha saminun qat. Never a fat person was successful. فَقِيلَ لَهُ وَلِمَا. They asked him why. ولما قال لأنه لا يخلو العاقل من إحدى حالتين. He said because someone who has mind, he has two characteristics. He must have two things that in front of him. Either he has to be worried about his akhirah and how he is going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he has to think about his dunya and his sustenance and how to have to build his fat in his body. He said in Arabic, إِمَّا أَنْ يَهُمَّ لِآخِرَتِهِ وَمَعَادِهِ أَوْ لِدُنْيَاهُ وَمَعَاشِهِ وَالشَّحْمِ مَعَ الْهَمِ. He is going to build so much fat in his body because his main ham is dunya. And for dunya, what he has to do? Only eating, satisfying his desires. That is the problem of today. People are satisfying their desires. It's not necessary fat. Let us say the interpretation meaning of it. It's not the fat of the body, but if the fat of the ego. People building up their egos, becoming arrogant. That ego become bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, like a peacock when he spread his feathers, or like a balloon. You are blowing in the balloon and the balloon becomes fat. It's not fat because of food. It's become fat because of air in it. And the ego become fat of arrogance. So don't let, that's what Imam Shafi'i wants to say, don't let your dunya be a running after dunya to build up the desire of the ego, the bad desire. Remember that you are going to meet Allah one day. If that person is going to forget about his akhirah, he is going to be considered from animals. He will never be considered from a human being, because akhirah is for a human being to be living there for eternal life for believers. So if he wants to be animals, then he had, because running after dunya, because animals, they never think that there is akhirah. For them is dunya. Unbelievers, for them is dunya. But believers, they must not think that everything is their dunya. Sayyidina Ali said, اعمل لدنياك كأنك تعيش أبدا. Make for your dunya as if you are ever living. واعمل لآخرتك كأنك تموت غدا. But, he said, you have to do for your akhirah as if you are dying tomorrow. So if he said you are do for your akhirah, for your dunya as if you are living forever, mean progress in dunya, it's okay. But remember that tomorrow you might die. So build up your akhirah also with your dunya, and don't drop the akhirah and leave the dunya. May Allah forgive us. And this is the end of Surah An-Naba. May Allah save us from hellfire, bi barakat suratul naba, with the barakah of that surah, bi hurmat al habib, bi hurmat al fatiha. Inshallah, next time we will begin another surah.